Chapter 2. The Golden Dagger. Sheikh Hamoudi had seen Abdullah and Wooly talking, but he did not hear what they were saying. He did not see the gift Wooly had given Abdullah. Nevertheless, Hamoudi was not happy. He walked across the yard and grabbed Abdullah's arm. "Back to work!" he yelled. The boy quickly obeyed. Fortunately, Abdullah had hidden his gift in his headscarf, so Hamoudi did not take it from him. The sheikh accompanied the boy. They walked down a long flight of steps to the graves where the men were working. The sheikh began giving orders to workers. The men were in a deep, dusty pit or hole. The men were removing dirt. Abdullah joined them. The sheikh made a signal to the workers. The workers began to chant as they worked. Abdullah swung loads of dirt in time with the chant. Soon Mr. and Mrs. Wooly and their assistant, or helper, Max Malawan, arrived. Abdullah secretly looked at them as he worked. He wondered why these people had come to such a remote place. Why would anyone want to dig in the dirt? Leonard and Catherine used small knives to scrape away at something in the dirt. Catherine blew away the loose dirt. Abdullah wished he could see the pieces of the past that had been discovered. Abdullah thought of his discovery and felt proud. He was surprised, because usually he did not like his job. Digging in the dirt was hard work, but today was different. "Today," thought Abdullah, "I am proud to work here."